streaming live. It's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Delta High School. The Panthers welcome the Moffitt County Bulldogs to town. I'm Mark Cantor, and Delta keeps on keeping on as they knocked off Cedar yesterday 12-0. Being played a little differently than some of the others in this winning streak, but it's always good to be on the right side of a W. Moffitt County comes in 6-5 overall, 3-2 in league, and looking for an upset after a 5-inning, 14-4 victory over Olathe and Craig last Saturday. The Bulldogs are well-rested and could cause a problem if our boys overlook them here today. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from head coach Steve Ryer. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Don Main. A&M Creations Don Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Steve, another blowout win against Cedar Edge yesterday, but it didn't really play like our last several wins have, did it?
Yeah, it had a different feel. I thought from the start, I thought we were a little lethargic. We didn't have a lot of energy yesterday. I don't know what the deal was, but it took us a while to get going. Thankfully, Lana Kendall was in the zone and was dominant early and kept him from getting any confidence. Hopefully we'll get started a little bit better today and get that energy flowing.
Talk a little bit about Landon Kendall and his play this season. Obviously, you have him playing at varsity level as a freshman for his pitching is what, you had originally thought. He's contributed quite a bit at the plate as well, but he had 13 strikeouts yesterday, and that's kind of, he averages almost double digits an appearance, or at least when he starts. Tell me a little bit about how impressed you've been with Landon this year.
Oh, very impressed. You look at him, he's pretty unassuming, but he just comes at you. I think is probably the coolest thing about him is that he's just, there's just absolutely no sense of panic, no sense of, pucker factor at all. He just gets out there and he just does it, he just goes. And it's fun to watch, and he's the same at the plate. He's going to hit leadoff for us today and play second base, try to shake things up a little bit. And, I think he's just one of those kids that doesn't come around or come along very often. And he's one of those five-tool kids. It's pretty cool.
And what's nice about him is, he's so young that he really doesn't know any better. So, he just kind of goes out there, like you said. Another kid that's really come along this year that we had high expectations for was Braden Sprout, obviously the senior, the eighth year staff. Pitching, he's been solid this year, but at the plate, he really had a slow start, was kind of slumping to start the season. He's really come around. He moved him down in the lineup, and I think that may have had a little bit to do with it, but he went 2-for-2 yesterday with, I think, 4 RBI.
Yeah, Braden's a grinder, and we knew he'd work his way out of it, and we moved him to the sixth spot to take a little pressure off of him, because I think he was just overanalyzing things a little bit in the three hole and trying a little bit too hard. But, you know, he's real comfortable in sixth spot. That's where we hit him last year, and he hit very well. You know, sometimes coaches have to learn the hard way not to mess with things. And you know, that was one of those lessons for us as well. But, yeah, he's doing great. He's found his swing. You know, he's dangerous again. He's dangerous with two strikes. And I just look for him to just have an outstanding rest of the season.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right, Steve?
That's the truth.
So today, you know, Moffitt County comes in, and you know, Moffitt's one of those teams that you can't let them hang around, otherwise they're going to do some damage. You know, like you said yesterday, we kind of started out sluggish. We can't really do that today against Moffitt.
Yeah, and that's what we told the kids last night. You know, we tip our caps to Cedarhead. They played tough against us last night. You know, but we told the kids, these guys are going to come at you. They've got a little bit more, age maturity than Cedar Edge had. They were playing a lot of young kids. And these guys, you know, we can't afford a slow start, and we can't afford the lack of energy. So, you know, I expect to see us come out with a little more fire in our tails today.
Sounds good. Good luck today, Steve.
Thanks, Mark.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place. The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Again, in fact, what you hear at Delta High School is the Panthers get ready to take on the Moffitt County Bulldogs, taking a look at the starting lineup for the Bulldogs now. Leading off and pitching will be Easton Briggs, batting second and playing center field, Court Murphy. In the three hole, it's the designated hitter, Caleb Squires. He's hitting for the third baseman, Magnum Gustin. Batting in the cleanup spot, the catcher, Easton Eckroff. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Casey Shoulder. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Riley Thompson. Batting seventh will be right fielder, Marcos Romero. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Daylon Kirby. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Aiden Alexander. So we'll get to Delta's starting lineup here in just a second. Braden Sprout will be the starting pitcher today. Brado, from the bump this season, is 2-2 in five appearances, all of those starts. 329 earned run average, the lefty. First pitch to Briggs is in there for a strike. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time today. Bredo's got 7 walks, 21 strikeouts on the season. Here's the 0-1. That misses low. Briggs' numbers at the plate this year is batting .286 and with a couple of doubles. 7 walks, 11 strikeouts. The pitch is going to be popped up. The blooper dropping fast is going to be a base hit picked up by the right fielder, Ty Reed. A leadoff single for Briggs will bring Court Murphy to the plate. Briggs has 7 stolen bases on 10 attempts this season. Murphy at the plate, batting .194 with 5 RBI. 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch 3 times.
that breaking ball in there for a strike. Starting lineup for Delta, leading off playing second base will be Landon Kennel. Batting second will be the shortstop, Landon Clay. In the three hole and behind the dish, it's Luke Gastineau in right field, Ty Reed. He's batting cleanup. Murphy bunts. Third baseman Jesse Delgado picks it up, and the throw pulls Ryland Bynum off the bag at first. Bynum's batting fifth. Braden Sprout will be batting sixth. The DH, Evan Ficklin, in the seven hole. He's batting for Brett Leyva, who's out in center field. Jesse Delgado's the third baseman, batting eighth, and batting ninth will be the left fielder, Connor Workman. Connor struggled a little bit at the plate yesterday, moved down in the lineup from his usual leadoff spot. Landon Kennel will take his place here when we head to the bottom of the first. Right now, Moffitt County's got runners at first and second. And their designated hitter, Caleb Squires, at the plate. He takes ball one. Brings the runner at first. Murphy, the runner at second. The pitch, swing and a miss. So Briggs led off with a single. Murphy followed up by reaching on an error by Jesse Delgado. And now Squires squares to bunt. The pitch from Sprout fields his position, and then he overthrows Bynum at first, trying to get the runner. Murphy doubled off. Briggs will round third, head for a home. Throw is offline from second baseman Kennel, who is way in foul territory there. Squires ends up at second, and Moffitt County is up 2-0. That'll bring Easton Ackross to the plate. That pitch is outside, and I was mistaken. It's only 1-0 as Murphy is the runner at second. One out. The 1-0 pitch to Ekros is fouled back to the backstop, and the count will be even. Here's the pitch. That one misses outside. Ekroff at the plate this season, batting .594 with 9 doubles, 19 RBI. But far and away leads this Bulldogs team in that category. This one's popped up on the infield. Kennel battles the sun, makes the catch. Now there's two outs in the inning, and Casey Shoulder will come to the plate. Shoulder batting .258 with a double, 11 RBI. 4 walks, 13 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch 3 times. Slugging percentage of .290. He's got a runner in scoring position with Murphy out there on second. Sprout's got his sign and delivers. Foul back. Head coach James Romanski down in the third base coach's box for the Bulldogs, giving his signs to his batter's shoulder. There's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss. Brado way ahead, now 0-2 with two outs. Moffitt County able to get one run across so far this inning. It's 1-0 here, top of the first. Sprout comes set. And delivers. This one's going to be popped up foul back out of play. So Shoulder steps out, now back in. Grado stares in. He's got his sign, checks the runner. Murphy at second. And delivers. Sloan tails inside. That's the ball. Fans still filing in here to the high school. Some youngsters getting out of school, coming down to the ball field. That pitch is fouled at the plate, just barely. He may have hit that off the ground. A little bit of a golf swing there by Shoulder. Lucky to make contact with that one. Sprout sets, and he's going to spin, go back to second, and Murphy back just ahead of the tag. It was a good throw, right on line. Clay there to lay down the tag, and Murphy able to put his hand in just ahead of it. Grado sets again. Looks back at the runner, kicks and fires. Can't get the runner. Runner goes. Throw down inside. He's safe. Oh, wow. Throw was right there, and Delgado put the tag down. I thought he got Murphy instead. That's a stolen base. And now the runner, 90 feet from the promised land, Shoulder has a count, a 2-2 count with two outs. Deuces Wild on the scoreboard. And the pitch. Swing and foul back into the catcher's mitt. That'll get Delta out of the inning. Not before Moffitt County can put a run on the board. As Delta committed a couple of errors there. They'll clean it up, I'm sure. They'll also come to the plate here in the bottom of the first. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back here at Delta High School, Mark Cantor here with you as Delta gets ready to take their hats at the plate here. Easton Briggs will be on the mound for the Bulldogs. He's 0-1 in two appearances this season, a 7.0 ERA, one walk, one strikeout. On base average against is 111. Landon Kennel set to lead off, his first time leading off this season. But Kennel's batting 480 with three doubles and a triple. On base average of 519, so he's a great guy to have in that leadoff role. First pitch is high, misses for a ball. Briggs stares in. Now he sets and delivers. This one's going to be popped up back toward the backstop. The catcher makes the catch, leaning back. That was that drop. So Kenna will pop out back here, the backstop for the first out of the year. Got to bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando having a good season, batting .455 with 5 doubles, 9 walks, 4 strikeouts, on base percentage of .569. Here's the pitch from Briggs, taken high and outside for a ball. And the pitch. That misses outside. Play ahead now, 2-0. Moffitt County leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. One out. Clay steps out, now back in. Briggs stares in, has the sign, now kicks and fires. That missed the zone. I think that one was low. So Clay, see if he's taking here or has the green light. The pitch from Briggs. The strike as Clay was taking. Although I wouldn't have expected him to swing at that pitch anyway. It was on the inside half. Would have had to shorten it up and take it off the knuckles. Here's the 3-1. That's going to hit him. So Claire will wear it well and head down to first. Gaspar will come to the plate. Luke, he's also having a good season, batting .452 with a couple of doubles. 7 walks, 2 strikeouts. A very patient hitter. He steps in from the left side. Good lead by Clay down at first, being held on by Schilder. Here's the pitch from Briggs. This one's going to be hit into center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. First pitch, swinging single. We'll get a courtesy runners, Chaz Wilkes will head to first base to run for the Delta backstop. And now Ty Reed will come to the plate. Ty had a rough day yesterday, but the nice thing about baseball is there's always another game. He's batting .425 on the season, though, 3 doubles and a triple. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Leads the team in reaching on an error. As he's reached 7 times, he'll take that pitch for a ball. Ty steps out, now back in. Briggs has his sign. And the pitch, and this one's lifted into center field. The center fielder, Murphy, is back. And it is off the wall. Clay will round third. Right behind him is Wilt. Wilkes will be held up at third. Clay slides in safely. Reed will make it to second on the throw. So Delta will have runners at second and third. And Ryland Bynum coming to the plate. Scores tied at 1 now. Wilkes the runner at third. Reed at first. Second. Bynum batting .467. A double, 2 triples, a home run, 14 RBI, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, slugging percentage of .644. He's looking to catch in with a couple of runners in scoring position. Takes a pitch right down the pipe for a strike. That's why you get 3, folks. He's seen the first strike now as Briggs is set and delivers. This one's going to be hit on the ground to short. Runners will move up. 6-3 on the putout, but that's an RBI for Bynum. Wilkes scores from third, and Reed will replace him at that bat. Braden Sprout will come to the plate with 2 outs now. Sprouty trying to help his cause. His team up now 2-1 with 2 outs. He'll stand in for the left side against the righty Braves. Here's the pitch. This one will be fouled back off the backstop. Bounces right in front of the on-deck hitter, Evan Sicklin. He'll pick that ball up, put it in his pocket. Brig stares in. The 0-1 misses for a ball. Brado on the season, 378, 3 doubles, 2 triples. He struggled early and obviously came out of the slump. We talked about that in the pregame. The pitch, this one will be hit into right center. It's dropping fast. Murphy comes over and makes the catch, though. So Delta takes the lead 2-1 after a couple of base knocks. We'll head to the top of the second. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Crowd out to work this second. You'll be facing 6-7-8 in the Bulldogs lineup. That's Thompson, Romero, and Kirby. Riley Johnson on the season, batting 385 with a couple of doubles, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts. On base percentage of 484. Steps in to the right side. Sprout sets and delivers. That one catches the inside corner for strike one. And the pitch. That one tailed a little too far inside that time, and the count will be even. Thompson steps out, gets his side, now steps back in. Sprout comes set. And the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Brado up in the count now, 1-2 to the Bulldog shortstop. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One out in the inning. Second strikeout of the day for Brado. And Marcus Romero will come to the plate. Romero batting 357 on the campaign. 2 doubles, 3 triples. 3 walks, 10 strikeouts. He'll be at the plate with a one out in the inning. Sprout sets and delivers. That's a swing and a miss. Fastball elevated and off the plate, but Romero took a big hack, came up empty. Brado set, now kicks and fires. That one's in the dirt. Evens the count at 1. Thompson back into the box. Brado stares in. Now he sets. The pitch. Couldn't get Romero to swing at that one. Misses his own. Here's the 2-1 from Sprout. Swing and a miss. Fastball blew it by him. And the count will be even at 2. Delta leads 2-1 here, top of the second inning. Long look in for Sprout. Now he sets. The pitch. This one will be fouled back to the backstop. Romero steps back in. Sprout has his sign and delivers. That one missed. Gastineau tried to frame it and could not convince the umpire, so the count will be full. Here's the payoff pitch from Brado. That one misses outside, and Romero gets a free pass. Only the first walk of the game by Sprout. That'll bring Zaylin Kirby to the plate. Kirby batting 448 on the season with a double and four RBI. Two walks, six strikeouts. Signs come from Romanski. Throw over. Ryland Bynum has to dive to get that ball over the top of the runner Romero. Kirby back into the right side. Brado comes home. This one will be fouled off to the right side out of play. Short lead by Romero. Getting bigger by the second. Held on by Bynum. Sprout looks over there. Now comes home. That pitch is at the knees for a strike. So, Brado way ahead 0-2 now. On the Bulldog left fielder. Still just a one out in the inning. The pitch. Runner's going. Throw down in time. They got him. Great throw by Gastineau. You know, his throws down have been getting better and better all season, and that time worked it to perfection just to the first base side of the bag and Clay laying down the tag on the top of the helmet. Yeah. 2-6 on the put out, and there's two outs in the inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is high. Can will be even at 2. Kirby steps out, takes a couple practice swings, now steps back in. Sprout sets and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three, third strike out of the inning. And Delta does not allow a run, doesn't even allow a hit. Three up, three down in the unconventional manner, had to pick off. Or the throw out at second. So we'll head to the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep,
and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryan is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryan has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
That's here at Delta High School. I'm Mark Cantor. Bulldog Spencer Briggs going to face the bottom of the lineup with Ficklin, Delgado, and Workman. Sicklin's had an outstanding campaign so far this year. Evan batting 405, three doubles, two home runs.
I drive a gap.
Seven walks, eight strikeouts for Evan. That pitch misses the zone for a ball. Evan struggled a little at the plate yesterday, but just like I said earlier, it's a brand new day. Here's the one up. That'll catch the inside half for a strike. I think part of the problem, as I mentioned yesterday, was Peter Edge didn't throw quite as hard as Delta's used to seeing, and it kind of threw some of these batters as that pitch just misses the outside corner. Briggs, a little frustrated he didn't get the call there. He sets now, then kicks and fires. That one catched the corner, caught the corner. I are good at English. Counts even a two. And the pitch, that one is just low. So the count's full now for the Delta designated hitter. Evan steps back in. Briggs stares in. Got his sign. Payoff pitch. This one fell back to the backstop. It was elevated in the zone. Not sure it was over the plate or not, but too close not to take a swing at. And the pitch. That one misses low, and Sicklin draws leadoff walk. That'll bring Jesse Delgado to the plate. Jesse batting 364 on the season, three doubles, four RBI. He's got one walk, two strikeouts. Sicklin with a good lead down at first, given how well he runs the base paths. First pitch to Delgado. This is for a ball. Sicklin back out to the lead, held on by shoulder. That pitch right down the middle for a strike. Counts even. Delgado steps out now, back in. Briggs from the stretch. That one is hit on the left side foul. Almost a defensive style swing. As Delgado's just trying to make contact, I think, with that one. So he's going to have to be tough with two in battle now. Here's the pitch. This one's on the ground to third by the third baseman, Gustin. And that's a single. So Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor, like I said, struggled yesterday. He's batting 243, two doubles. 12 walks, 11 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch four times. Got a runner in scoring position in Sicklin. Delgado's at first. The pitch, and he's going to bunt. Goes foul. Workman's actually, I think, bunting for a hit here, not trying to sacrifice, although could have worked both ways. As Workman will step back in. Third baseman Gustin playing in a little bit more now. First baseman shoulder playing in on the grass. That pitch taken for a ball counts even at one. Middle infielders, double play depth, working in and out on Sicklin out there at second. The pitch, slap foul on the left side. So Connor going to have to be tough with two at the plate. Going to have to protect. So Workman steps back in. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground foul on the left side is Connor Battles. Briggs stares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. Breaking ball misses and the count's even. The battle continues. Here's the pitch. This one is hit in the air, foul on the left side. Workman out in front of all these pitches. As he continues to pull them down the line. Thompson and Alexander continue to work in and out on Ficklin, and Briggs steps off the rubber. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up in the air to left field. Kirby coming in on it. He's going to drop in front of him. Gets by him, but Ficklin not able to score. So the bases will be loaded with Landon Kennel coming to the plate. Kirby was going out, the shortstop Alexander. Kirby was coming in, Thompson was headed out. And the ball landed in no man's land. Landon Kennel popped back, foul to the catcher to lead off the game. He's now got the bases loaded and no outs, looking to redeem himself here. And the pitch. This one on the ground, in the hole on the left side. Ficklin scores. Delgado being waved in. He'll score from second, and Delta increases their lead. It's now 4-1. Workman ends up at second on the single, and Kennel will be at first. Landon Clay comes to the plate. He was hit by a pitch last inning, came around to score Delta's first run. Here's the pitch from Briggs. Lando's going to lay down a nice bunt. Briggs fields it to first in time. The sack bunt will move the runners up 90 feet apiece. So one out and Gastineau will come to the plate. Luke had a single last inning. Got a couple in scoring position now. I imagine a solid base knock will score the pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Luke steps out now. Back in. Briggs stares in. He comes set. Looks at the runner at third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That runner at third, Connor Workman, the runner at second, Landon Kennel. Luke Gastineau at the plate, and he's going to have to be tough with two as he battles. Briggs has his sign, and the pitch. This one hits softly on the ground to the right side. Nobody covering the bag. The first baseman's shoulder takes it himself, but that's an RBI for Gastineau. Two outs, Tyreed comes to the plate. Kennel advanced to third. Reed had an RBI single last inning. He'll step into the right side against the righty Briggs. There's the pitch. This one on the line, down the line, it's there. It's going to roll into left field. Reed rounds first, heads to second. Kennel scores easily from third, and Delta adds another run to the board, an RBI double for Tyreed. Delta leads here in the bottom of the second. It is the bottom of the second. They're lead 6-1. And Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. He had an RBI ground out last inning. Reed out there at second. And here's the pitch to Bynum. That one misses low. Briggs has his sign as Thompson works in and out on Reed, the pitch. This one sits solidly into center field. Murphy has it go over his head. Reed will score from second. Bynum headed towards second. Now Round heads towards third. He's going to be in safely with a triple. That'd be an RBI triple for Bynum, and Delta leads 8-1. Make it 7-1, and Romanski will head to the mound. As the coach going to have a talk with his pitcher Briggs.
We have a black Chrysler, the license plate 306 DLT. So a maroon.
Delta with 4 runs in the inning so far. And this is how Delta's kind of been doing it this season, with the exception of yesterday's game at Cedar Ridge. They'll score a couple runs early and then have a big inning, and this is that big inning. Yesterday they kind of had the trickle effect going, as they'd score a couple runs and then 3 and then none and then have a run and a couple, and had the trickle-down effect to get their 12-run win. Ninth batter of the inning coming to the plate. It's Sprout. He's looking to help his cause here. He flew out to center to end the inning in the first. He'll take ball one. That one misses outside. Bynum, the runner at third. Briggs stares in. He sets and delivers. This one's going to be lifted into center. Murphy's back on it. Still going back, and he'll make the catch. So Delta will bat through score 4 on 4 hits. No errors for the Bulldogs. Delta did lead 1 on base. We'll head to the top of the third. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
We need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in taking stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Ken is back with you here. I think Delta's ahead 6-1. Going to double check the scorebook here. I hope it's going to be 7-1. 7. So it is 7-1. I missed Connor Workman coming in from third base. So heading to the top of the third is Sprout. Will face 9-1-2 in the Bulldog order. Aiden Alexander, the second baseman, is the 9-hole hitter. He's batting .273 on the season. 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. Stands in on the right side against the lefty Sprout. Coach Romanski says, step into the box, take your hat, huh? Here's the pitch from Breda. Swing and a miss. Alexander, back into the box. Sprout's ready. And the pitch. Alexander, I think, was squaring the bunt, pulled back, took strike two. Fredo stares in, now he's set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. If you can't get one pitch, one out, you like to see three pitches and a strikeout. Fredo's got four of those on the day, and that'll bring his counterpart for the Bulldogs, Easton Briggs, to the plate. Briggs led off. The Bulldogs' first inning with a single came around to score their lone run. Sprouse ready. And the pitch. That's in for a strike on the inside corner. Fredo struggled a little bit in the first inning finding the zone, but I think he zeroed in on it now. He's just straight up dealing. And the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. I think that was the two-seamer. Briggs steps out now, back in. Fredo sets and delivers. Couldn't get Briggs to chase the high heat, and it'll be 1-2. And the pitch. Can't get Briggs to chase that one either, and the count will be even. Good pitches. High, but Briggs not biting. Sprouts ready. And the pitch. Strike three called on the breaking ball. Beautiful pitch by Fredo. Good strikeout of the game, and there's two outs in the inning. Court Murphy will come to the plate. He reached on a throwing error by Delgado. Ended up getting stranded at third in the first inning. This is only the second time through the lineup for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Like I said, Fredo straight up dealing now here. We've got two outs in the top of the third. Delta leads 7-1. Sprout comes set and delivers. That comes inside and misses the zone. Evens up the count at one. Here's the pitch from Fredo. That one didn't have the break he wanted. And Murphy gets ahead in the count 2-1. Look for Fredo to maybe come back inside with something here. And the pitch. That one on the ground is short. Clay up with it to first. In time to retire the side. Bulldogs go in order here in the top of the third. Delta getting ready to take their hats in the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
We're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cantor back with you here at Delta High School is Looks like we're going to get a defensive change, I think. As looks like I think Riley Thompson heading to center field, and coming in at shortstop, trying to see a number there. Is we're going to get a new pitcher. Is that what we're doing here? Yeah, it looks like we're getting a new pitcher as Casey Shoulder comes in to play or to pitch. Looks like Briggs heads to short. Kirby headed to first. Pitch to Evan Ficklin. This is low. As he will lead off the third the same way he led off the second. And he'll take strike one on the inside half. This one's going to be lifted down the line in right, and it will be a foul ball. So, the count will be 1-2 to Ficklin. Going to have to be tough with 2 and protect. This one's going to be fouled to the backstop as Evan continues to battle. This one, a slow bouncer to the third baseman, Dustin. He's up with it. And he will throw out Ficklin. So with one out, Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Jesse Singleton scored last inning. That pitch in there for a strike. So, I think after the musical positions, I've got things right now. Kirby moved from left to first. Alexander still at second. Briggs went from pitcher to short. Justin still at third. Murphy moved from center to left. Thompson from short to center. And Romero still in right. Croft still behind the mound and shoulders the pitcher. So the 1-1 pitch misses for a ball, and it's 2-1. The pitch to Delgado misses inside, and it's 3-1.
That's okay.
The pitch. Oh, that tailed inside and nearly missed Jesse. He'll head down to first with the base on balls, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor. Singleton scored last inning. That pitch misses for a ball. Delgado, the runner on first. As a catcher, Ekros will tie his shoe. Delgado is 1-for-1 and stolen bases on the season. Workman steps back in. Jesse with a good lead down at first, held on by Kirby. He's going. That pitch is high. Ekros throwing down. Head first slide. he's safe. Ball went over the second baseman's head, and Delgado will truck into third. So there's a runner at third base, and Workman has a 2-0 count at the plate. So Connor steps back in. Shoulder stares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. That one misses high. Looks like Workman may have the green light here. And the pitch. If he had the green light, he didn't take it and took strike one. So it'll be 3-1 to the Delta left fielder. His shoulder works quickly. The pitch. This one's foul out of play. And the count will be full. So Workman looking to straighten it out here with a 3-2 count. Shoulder sets. And delivers the payoff pitch way outside. So back-to-back walks have runners at first and third after a stolen base and a throwing error by Delgado. Landon Kennel will come to the plate. Kennel, 1-for-2 with a couple ready today. Good lead by Workman. Definitely a threat to go with the speed down there. We'll see if he wastes any time. Nope, he's going. Pitch out. And the throw down to third. The ball gets away. Oh, it's going to be a balk on the pitcher. So Delgado comes in to score. No pitch. So Workman at second anyway. Doesn't get the stolen base on the box. That pitch outside. Throw down trying to pick off Workman. Not in time. The shortstop. Briggs able to knock it down. So count 1-0 to Kennel. Shoulder looks at Workman then delivers home. That's high. And it's 2-0.
Let's go, Lion.
And the pitch.
Boy.
That'll miss high and outside. And counts 3-0. I think Kennel's going to be taking. As shoulder spins and nobody's covering the bag, Workman retreats. Briggs and Alexander working in and out on Workman. That pitch in the dirt, so a 4-pitch walk to Kennel. And Delta will again have runners at first and second. Clay will come to the plate. Lando has a back bunt and is hit by a pitch today. Ekroff out to talk to shoulders. Lando sets up in the box. Delta leads 8-1 here in the bottom of the third inning, one out in the inning. Workman the runner at second, Kennel at first. Lando steps in. And the pitch. This one's a liner in the hole on the left side. Workman being waved in. He will score from second. An RBI single for Clay. And runners will once again be at first and second. And Luke Gastineau comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI today. Mm-hmm. Delta leads 9-1. Shoulder stairs, and he's got his sign. Looks at the runner at second, now comes home. That pitch tails a little too far in on Gastineau, and it's ball one. Kennel the runner at second, Clay at first. Here's the 1-0 to Gastineau. That one catches the inside corner, and the count's even. Definitely not a pitch Gastineau wanted to swing at. Again, those on the inside corner are tough. Here's the pitch from the shoulder. This one, he turns on and lines foul on the right side. So Luke's going to have to be tough with two now. Protect that plate. Here's the pitch. That one goes behind Gastineau. The runners move up as the ball bounces around the backstop. It hit on the right side, and I think it hit the post and then kind of bounced around before Ekros was able to pick it up. Regardless, runners move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. And so now there's two runners in scoring position and a 2-2 count to Gastineau at the plate. The pitch is lifted into right field. Right fielder is back. That is gone. Gastineau with a two-run jack here in the top of the third. Gastineau with his first home run of the season. And Delta have five in the inning and now lead this one 12-1. So that'll bring Ty Reed to the plate with the bases empty. He's 2-for-2 with a double, 2 RBI and a run scored today. And Romanski going to take a trip to the mound. We'll see. Yep, he's going to make the change here as it looks like he's going to bring in Kirby to pitch. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spike's Cafe in Delta. Spike's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Delta High School, as it looks like it's going to be Magnum Justin who's coming in to pitch. He was playing third, as it looks like shoulder will move over and replace him over there. So Justin, from the bump this season, has one appearance for a 7.0 ERA. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, an on-base average against of 111. He'll finish his warm-up tosses. At least I believe it's shoulder that replaced him over there. So Ty Reed will be coming to the plate once again, as I mentioned. Delta leads 12-1 here in the top of the third inning. It's the home plate umpire. We'll brush off the plate, and we will get back to action. As I mentioned, Reed making up for his 0-3 yesterday with a couple hits today, one of those being a double. Nobody on after the Gastineau home run. And here's the pitch from Gustin. It's in the dirt. Ball one. Gustin sets and delivers. That pitch is outside for a ball. Reed steps out now, back into the right side. And the pitch. This one's on the ground to third. Shoulder boots it. And Reed will be on. Via the air. Reed again leads the team in reaching on an error. I believe that's his eighth time this season. And Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Rue tripled in his last at bat as an RBI today. Otherwise, 0 for 1. That pitch is behind him. Reed, late to read it, gets into second, safely ahead of the throw. Reed was late taking off and barely able to get into second. So, Delta with another runner in scoring position. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Gustin. That one will hit Bynum. So, Delta will now have runners at first and second. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate as Delta once again sends 9 this inning. He's 0 for 2. Gustin stares in this left on right matchup. Reed the runner at second, Bynum at first. Gustin looks at Ty, now comes home. That one is low and outside for a ball. Gustin retreats to the rubber. Now the pitch. That one misses high. Fredo steps out now, back in. Gustin looks at the runner at second, now comes home. That one catches the outside corner. Throw down, takes a bad hop, and Reed's going to advance to third on the awful throw by Ekros. Bynum ends up at second. Ekros throw way offline to the shortstop side, hit the lip on the grass, took a high hop over the shortstop Briggs, and it sailed into center field. So here's the 2-1 pitch to Sprout, and this is hit foul on the right side. So the count will be even now. Gustin stares in. Checks the runner, now comes home. This one's going to be popped up foul on the left side shoulder, giving chase in the foul territory. Can't make the catch. So, Sprout going to get second life here at the plate. Reed the runner at third, Bynum at second. Good hustle by Steve Ryer down there in the third base coach's box, getting out of the way of shoulder. The pitch. This one's popped up on the left side. Briggs going out and makes the catch. So two outs, and Evan Ficklin will come back to the plate. Evan grounded the third to lead off the inning. He's also walked and scored a run today. Delta trying to add to their lead before the inning ends here. Here's the pitch. Taken high for a ball. Delta leads 12-1, but there's two outs in the inning. Here's the 1-0. That'll hit Evan. So Ficklin wears it and heads down to first. And Jesse Delgado will come back to the plate. Delgado has singled, walked, stolen a base, and scored twice today. Now he's got the bases loaded with two outs. Here's the pitch from Gutson. That one inside for a ball. Gustin stands in. Now he sets. And the pitch. That one also tails in and misses the zone. So Gatto steps out of the box. Now steps back in. And the pitch. That one inside one more time. I think Delgado may have the green light here. We'll see what happens. The pitch. This one's a looper into left field. It's going to roll to the track. One run scores. Two runs scores. Ficklin head first line in the third safely. So Delgado with a couple RBIs on the double. Reed and Bynum both scored, and Delta leads 15-1. The pitch. This is low. Connor Workman singled, walk, scored twice today. The pitch, that misses high. The pitch, this one's lifted in the left field. It's traveling. Left fielder can't make the catch as it's over his head. Evan not running on the play. Delgado was right on him and scored right behind him. So that's going to be an RBI double for Wardman as Kennel will come back to the plate. So, Romanski comes out to question something here. As Landon Kimmel's coming back to the plate. Landon, 1-for-2 with a walk and a couple runs scored today, also has 2 RBI. So, no, not sure if they're questioning the score or what's going on here. So, so 16-1, I think, is the correct score. That's what I have in my book. So, Kennel stands in. Workman, the runner at second. The pitch misses high. The pitch. This one's lifted in the left field. It's going back, and it is off the base of the wall. Workman scores. Kennel rolls in. Three RBI doubles in a row for the Panthers. And Delta now leads 17-1. So it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter, maybe, as it looks like Lance Porter will be coming to the plate to hit for Landon Clay. Porter batting 227 on the season with two RBI. He'll swing and miss at the first one. Porter's got a walk and six strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. This one back up the middle, past the pitcher. He may have knocked it down, but that's an inside or infield hit for Porter. Kennel ends up at third. So with runners at the corners, Gastineau removes the leg guards and heads back to the plate with two outs. Gastineau homered earlier this inning. It was a three-run jack. Looking to duplicate the feat here. The pitch. That misses low, so it's 2-0. Now to the Delta catcher.
Go, Luke!
The pitch. That misses. That's a four-pitch walk, and Gastineau will be on to load the bases. Chaz Wilkes going to come out and run. It'll be the courtesy. Delta leads 17-1 here in the bottom of the third. Base is loaded for Ty Reed, who reached on an error earlier this inning. He'll take a ball, a pitch in the dirt for a ball. Ty's 2-for-2 with a double, couple runs scored and an RBI today, in addition to reaching on the air. And the pitch, this one's looped into center field for a base knock. One run scores, two runs scores. Wilk rounds second and will be held up at third as the throw gets away from the cutoff and Reed comes in, rolls into second. So Wilkes will be at third as two more runs score. Reed will add to his RBI total. Delta now leads 19-1. It looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter as Rip Lockhart comes in for Ryland Bynum. This pitch is popped up into center field. The second baseman's out, and he cannot make the catch. Reed will score as the ball bounces off of Alexander's glove. So Lockhart will be on via the error. Reed scored from second. And Delta will end this here in the third as they are up by 21-1. Once again, a reminder, the run rule. It's 20 after 3. So Delta with a victory here. Is, we'll take a break and come back with the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back. Mark Cantor here with you as Delta comes away with another big victory. I think the highlight today probably was Luke Gastineau's three-run shot here in the third. He was 2-for-3 today with 4 RBI. He also had a walk. Braden Sprout only allowed the one run, had 5 strikeouts and a walk on the mound today. So another good outing for Delta. Panthers are going to travel to Coleridge on Wednesday. Note the schedule change for that game. That will go a long way to determining the league winner of that game. Well, first pitch is scheduled for 3:30 p.m., and my coverage will be the Highway 50 game of the week on our radio partner, the Monkey 97.1 in Delta, is streaming on their website. Once again, the final score today, Delta 21, Moffitt County 1. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good weekend, folks.